On Wednesday, President Obama delivered a statement in the White House Rose Garden on the Senate's failure to pass a compromise bill to tighten controls on the sale of guns.
It represented moderation and common sense. That's why 90% of the American people supported it. But instead of supporting this compromise, the gun lobby and its allies willfully lied about the bill.
Obama had to walk a tightrope this week between battling for high-profile legislation on guns and immigration and consoling a nation. But Glenn Thrush, senior White House correspondent for Politico, says that reconciling what was happening inside and outside Washington wasn't as hard as it might seem.
I think the nature of what happened in Boston really played into the larger issue that he was dealing with in terms of guns, and even to a lesser extent immigration. If we had still been engaged in this month-long fight over the debt ceiling or the fiscal cliff, I think the transition would be more jarring. But in general, for Obama, who is very deft at taking these situations and weaving them together into a larger narrative, the theme of violence and how to cope with it is something that he brought together. And I think that allowed him to come up with a more coherent message for the week.
Does it seem to you, as it does to me, with reference to optics, that the president seems to be moving from tragedy to tragedy to tragedy, whether it's Newtown or the storm Sandy that caused so much devastation here, or the Boston Marathon bombing, or even the explosion in West Texas this week?
I think the Gabby Giffords tragedy and then this unbelievable cascade of woe culminating in Newtown, which touched him to his core, has really transformed him as a president. You know, Obama's trajectory has been from a certain level of diffidence and distance into becoming someone who is much more comfortable feeling and sharing the pain of his people. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I also think it is having a concrete impact on his programmatic agenda. President Obama dodged this gun issue. Even after the Tucson shootings, there was no call for any sort of reforms in the State of the Union speech that year. That very much changed after Newtown and after the 2012 campaign. And now there does seem to be a dovetailing in Obama expressing this emotion publicly and moving ahead with an agenda that includes gun control.
Is there a template on how he deals with these tragedies?
Yes, I think there is. The way Obama has been dealing with it is really in sort of a Reagan-esque way, which is talking about each of these individuals and almost using their experience allegorically. I thought it was a really interesting contrast on Thursday in Boston when Obama spoke alongside his good friend Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts. Deval Patrick was addressing the larger meaning of the Boston attacks in terms of American civic life.
And just as we cannot permit darkness and hate to triumph over our spiritual faith, so we must not permit darkness and hate to triumph over our civic faith. That cannot happen. And it will not.
Really very evocative of Obama in 2007 and 2008. And then Obama came and gave a much more conventional speech that Ronald Reagan could have given in 81 or 82.
And we're left with two enduring images of this little boy, forever smiling for his beloved Bruins and forever expressing a wish he made on a blue poster board. No more hurting people. Peace.
I think being around these people who have suffered so much tragedy moves Obama in a way that I don't think he had previously allowed himself to be moved as president.
So do you think that that can have an impact on legislation?
Look, even during the most bitter negotiation over the guns thing, I think this 2012 generation of party of no, small government, House members has really kind of crested. And you're seeing a new generation, I think, of Republicans in the Senate who are much more attuned to what's going on. The president has been having dinner with Republicans. I mean, we now have visuals of the president of the United States attempting to reach across the aisle. I think we are very much in the middle of this charm offensive, at least in terms of optics, and that's not going to stop anytime soon.
Glenn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Glenn Thrush is senior White House correspondent for Politico.